You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Look, it's time for our mental health check-in moment. And today's comes from Tracy Feinstein, who is operations manager at SADC, chatting to us about compassion.
Good day, 702 land. This is Tracy Feinstein from SADC. And your mental health check-in today is all about compassion. At a time when it's cold, we care about our loved ones, people are battling, there's a lot of stress and anxiety, and there's so much happening in our world between work and changes that are taking place. We often feel that in order to help one another, we need to be compassionate, we need to be kind, we need to share and support. However, compassion fatigue is something that we do feel when we feel that the load is too much for us to bear, and even to help our nearest and dearest ones is a stressful, a burden experience. This is a time where you need to remind yourself that it's okay to feel compassion fatigue. Take a day, take some time out, rest and restore yourself. Switch off on social media. Take time to consider what makes you feel better. Helping others sometimes is an extra burden. So we need to balance being compassionate with that element of self-care. We can help others when we are strong. We can help others when we feel emotionally uplifted. And we can help others when our compassion is genuine and authentic.
And definitely what I would add is compassion is not just for other people. It also is for yourself. So while exercising compassion for the many people around you, I hope you remember to exercise some self-compassion as well. Don't forget, you can head over to sadc.org if you're in need of any kind of mental health assistance.